Why be like them when you just can feel you? Why be like them when you just can feel you? You can't worry about what they doing, you gotta be you. You can't worry about what they doing, you gotta be you. Be you. Be you. Be you. Be you.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the BU Podcast. This is Tanya Harris, and I am your host. Today's guest is Mrs. Carter. Mrs. Carter, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what is it that you do?
Sure. Okay. My name is Lillian, and I am the owner of Lilies and Daisies Events. I am an event specialist. I specialize in coordinating and decorating.
Okay. Okay. So what made you get into this profession?
I would say my mom made me want to get into this profession. We, right when she retired, she had her 65th birthday, and she had never had a party. So, with that being said, just to make a long story short, she told us what she wanted, and then I thought, well, the setup that I want, I can't find out there, so I would do it myself.
Okay, that's great, that's great.
So the look on her face, she was, even though she was in it, I found a way to surprise her anyway.
Okay, good.
So she did a lot of telling us what she wanted, what she didn't want, but she still didn't know how the setup was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then once she arrived, the look on her face was priceless.
That's good.
I said, if I can do that for other clients, that would be worth the business altogether.
Okay, that's wonderful. So is there any special skills you need to have, or just have to have an eye for design, or what?
Well, my goal is to always be professional. Is it a special skill that you have? I feel like I'm blessed to be able to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always listening to God and His thoughts on it. I know some people just say that just to be saying it, but I truly listen to what He has and what He shares with me. I want to make sure that He's in all of my events. You know, as a matter of fact, my motto is we plan each event with love and joy.
Okay.
So we want to make sure, you know, that love and joy is done in the process, because at the end of the results, you know, I think the client will see that, you know, that it's done with a lot of love. So some people say I have a skill for it. I do feel like I'm blessed to be able to do it, to be able to be creative, regardless of what the client is wanting or requesting. Even if it's the first time me doing it, you know, they seem to be pleased with the outcome, because I truly, truly, you know, pray that I'm hearing what they're wanting, and I'm understanding, you know, some things that they want to do but can't do, and my own creation when I'm doing it, and I just get a pleasure, you know, of the outcome. So
I really
can't say, do you have a skill? I'm assuming that you would have to have a skill to put colors together, because I do like to find that pop color.
Okay.
That's my goal in all of my events. I like to find that pop color.
Okay. So it seems like you love what you do.
Yeah, I think that's my signature. And I've always been, and my family would tell you, I've always, before they even called it a pop color, I was always wearing a pop color, even growing up, you know, because I had a cousin ask me, why do you always wear three colors? It is
three colors. You like three colors.
I don't know. It just feels like two is not enough. You got to have that pop color. So that's what I bring into my events, you know, that pop color.
That pop. Okay. Is there a trending color right now, or just a requested color theme?
Right now, the most requested color is purple.
Okay.
And I believe it, I don't know if it's stemming behind the movie, the color purple. I can't tell if that's it or not, but right now a lot of my clients is requesting purple, either purple and gold, purple and pink, has that purple in it. So I think that's
Now I
the trend
hear
in color right now.
now I hear purple represent, is it royal?
It does. It does represent royalty as well. Biblically speaking, it does represent royalty. Because when I first started, I had a lot of purple requests. So I'm just thinking this again, starting back up, they're wanting that purple.
So how many events do you do on the average?
Tanya,
I'll
my
depend.
goal, and you're probably gonna find a shock. My goal is to actually only do two events a month.
Really?
Really, because I do this. I'm still doing it part time, and I want to stay focused, on each client request. And I feel like mentally, it will be good for me to handle two events a month. However, with that being said, and I've prayed about it, and asked God, to give me strength, in whatever He brings to me. But like for the month of May, just the month of May alone, I have five events.
Oh wow. But that's
So
great though. That's great.
it's great, I'm always grateful, that people are still selecting me, for their different events, and they're trusting me, with their event. I'm still just thrilled that I'm still getting that. So I definitely feel blessed, to still have people out there to say, okay, I got something different I want to try. I feel like you're the person that could do it. You could bring it to light. I'm like, okay, well let's see what we can do.
So have you had anything challenging or anything frustrating to you? Like, is it frustrating when those balloons pop? Because I know you do the balloons column and all that. Do you have to start over, or does somebody ask you to do something not crazy, but you know how a lot of people want, can you make an elephant out of this balloon or something? Did you get those requests?
I haven't had that request yet. I haven't had that request yet. But it is a little, I don't want to say frustrating. I would say what's frustrating to me is, and I'm learning that to see the clients that God really has for me. What used to frustrate me is, or frustrate me, excuse me, is when I felt that I was hired and the client didn't trust me, to do my job.
I get
That was very irritating, I would say, for me, because here I am, I'm excited that you selected me, and then I'm assuming that you selected me because you trust me. But then once I get into it, if I feel that you don't trust me, that's a little bit frustrating
That
for me.
mojo goes down, huh?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
What would you tell someone that wants to get into this type of business?
I would tell them to pray about it first, and understand that it is hard work. That's what a lot of clients don't see, the back end of it, the design, portion of it, just to get the colors just right, so it can pop, so it can be elegant, so I would suggest, and they do their research on it, and there's a lot of entities of event planning. Learn what entity is yours and focus on that. And I'm gonna give you an example, that I did the yard signs because I did your nephew's yard sign. And then I also coordinate weddings, I coordinate events to make sure that the honoree is getting what they want. I'm not just decorating, I'm staying there to make sure that their photographer is there on time, the caterer is there on time. Those type of things,
So you
and
kind of
then
coordinate as well.
yes, I'm coordinating as well. So I do both. I do both. Sometimes I'm hired just to coordinate, and then sometimes I'm hired to coordinate and decorate. So just depending on the event, but I do both.
Okay.
So, but I had to learn that I can't do everything and be good at it. So recently, the car setup, the yard car setup business part of my business, I went ahead and sold that part of my business
Okay.
so I can focus more on the coordinating and the decorating.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Do you have any events coming up? Any specials you like to, let everyone know about?
Yes, I
Okay.
do.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, that's a two-part question. Okay, so
Okay.
which question do you want me to answer first? I'll go ahead and answer
Hey, this is your room. Okay, you got it. Whichever one you want to talk about first, I'm here for it.
Okay, so yes, I have different events coming up. To be honest with you, I've been in this business for 7 years.
Okay.
So the special that I have coming up for the 7 years, and to celebrate that, my 7 year is in April.
Okay.
So for the month of April, I'm thinking about doing a raffle, and I'm gonna sell like $7 tickets. You can win like a $1,200 event set up for up to 50 people. So, and it's gonna go on for the month of April. And my clients that I've had in the past, I'm gonna put their name, and then we're gonna do like a live raffle so you can see your name on the wheel and see who wins it, so we're gonna do that like in May.
Okay, that's
But that's
cool.
something a little different that I'm doing this year, just in honor of my 7 year anniversary and to show appreciation. All of my clients that I've had in the past, I'm gonna put their name in the drawing 7 times. So
Seven
each
times.
client, yes.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, each client that I've had in the past, their name is gonna go in the drawing 7 times. And if they want to buy $7 tickets to add to that, then enough to
That's
help their
great.
winnings be a little bit more, they
Okay.
can.
Okay, get a
So
little bit more entries.
just to get a
Okay.
little bit
Well,
more
I like to
interest.
say congratulations to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank
You're
you. So
welcome. Okay.
that's the special that I have coming up, and you hear about it first. I don't know when this is gonna post, but you hear about that first. So,
Okay, great.
so
That's
but it's
good.
supposed to start in April.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to share? Any tips you'd like to give anyone?
With regards to starting your own business, or with regards to starting an event planning business, with regards to when you say tips, I'm sorry.
How about starting your own business?
There's one regret that I had in starting this business, and that is I put a whole lot of money into advertising and into advertisement, and that didn't pan out
Okay.
like I thought it would. I mean, when I said I put a whole lot of money into advertisement, and I wouldn't suggest it starting off anyone doing that.
Okay.
The bulk, I mean, I'm going to say the most of my client has came from, guess what?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Okay.
And someone told me that when I first started the business. Your client's really gonna come from word of mouth, but I'm like, how am I gonna get word of mouth out there if I don't really have a lot of clients, so I need to do some advertisement. But now I was big at it and did the ad pay for all that advertisement first.
Okay.
At the end, it was word of mouth.
Okay, great. So your work speaks for itself pretty
So
much,
my
right?
words speak for itself. Exactly.
Okay. That is great. That is great. I want to say congratulations to you again, and I thank you for being on this podcast. So where can we find you in the social media? Instagram, Facebook, how can we find you?
I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook as well as Instagram under Lilies and Daisies. On Facebook is Lilies and Daisies T. Carter,
Okay.
because my middle name is Teresa, but it's under T. Carter because everyone knew me by Teresa first before they started calling me by my first name, Lillian.
Okay.
Facebook is under that, and then under Instagram is under Lilies and Daisies.
Okay, Lilies and Daisies on Facebook. No, Lilies and Daisies on Instagram.
Yes.
And Lilies and Daisies T.
T.
Carter on
Carter
Facebook.
on Facebook.
Okay,
Correct.
got it. Got it.
Correct. Correct. There actually are, I actually have two pages on Facebook. I
Okay.
don't know how I did that, but I do have two pages on Facebook, so either one, but my most posted one is the one that says Lilies and Daisies T. Carter.
Okay.
And then I have a website under www.liliesanddaisies.design.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again. And I hope everyone check out this podcast so they can enter into that little raffle going on. I think I'm gonna
Yes.
put my name in there too. My birthday is in April.
Okay. And now I have to put your name in there anyways. When did you hire me to be your
Bobby like the way you just be?
Yeah. No, no, it was my sister.
It was your sister.
Yeah.
If you get a ticket, you know, we'll be glad to put your name in there.
Okay, I will most definitely purchase a ticket.
Okay.
I appreciate
okay.
it. And I thank you again.
Okay.
And I hope you have a wonderful day. And again, hey. Everyone, thank y'all for tuning in to the BU podcast. And I salute your business.